Monsieur le ministre, j'invite Monsieur Glucksmann, délégué des travailleurs de la Pologne, à prendre place sur le podium pour prendre la parole. Et invite Monsieur le ministre Mourouli, ministre de la Parité, du Travail et du Développement Social de l'Ouganda, à se préparer à prendre la parole immédiatement. Monsieur.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, delegates, observers and guests. On behalf of Polish employees, please allow me to extend to you cordial greetings and wishes of most eventful proceedings. During the official opening of the conference, and well as during the meeting of particular committees, many voices have spoken out on the numerous problems and hopes which we have brought with us to Geneva. These are primarily the results of the growing changes on the labor market, which has been gradually abandoning the traditional model of unemployment. Today, as we discuss labor, we must therefore consider not only people employed on the basis of traditional contract, but also those who work in other types of the contracts, including self-employment. That group of employees needs our attention, and for that reason, we must seek ways in which to assist them as well. This, in turn, requires our cooperation, as addressed by Director General in the opening speech. Let the example of Poland prove the importance of the issue. For years, the voice of trade unions had been ignored by successive governments, which would treat unions as little more than addressing in the social dialogue. As a result, a dramatic decision was made in the middle of 2013 when the unions chose to quit the works on the institution of social dialogue in Poland. Only 2 years later, on 24th of July 2015, pressured by social partners, the upcoming elections and plummeting ratings, did the Parliament pass a new act on Social Dialogue Council and other institutions of social dialogue, which was welcomed by all sides with great hopes, since the increased of importance of social dialogue is seen as a chance to work together on solving social problems in our country. One of those is the situation of people employed in the basis of so-called junk contracts, a group which constitutes already about 2 million people in Poland, all of whom lack of proper instruments of social security, as well as specific way of payroll tracking and the minimum hourly wage. Regarding the latter, Social Dialogue Council managed a successfully worked out joint agreement settling the minimum hourly wage on 12 zlotys per hour, that's around 3 euros per hour, which is slightly above the level of minimal monthly wage in the country. Another subject of interest for Polish trade unions is a constant and fast increase of the minimum wage, whose current level is still unsatisfactory. Further, there is a need for more actions to allow all working people to form trade unions. The regulations that have been in effect in Poland for 25 years still exclude the self-employed and those employed on the basis of civil law contracts from creating and joining trade unions. According to the data of the European Commission, that constitutes about 27% of all people employed in Poland. Already in 2012, after a complaint had been filed by the Solidarność, did the ILO give its recommendation to Poland, requesting that the legislation be changed to widely accommodate union freedom. The government did nothing to advance the issue, even though the Constitutional Tribunal confirmed the union's objections in 2015. Noticing the discrepancy between the law and the Poland's constitution, as well with the ILO's Convention 87. The new government has commenced works on updating the Act of Trade Union, which is to come to term with demands of the unions regarding the rights to organize. A project has already been drafted, and we are counting on ILO's assistance in finalizing the issue and giving it a successful conclusion. The current session of the International Labour Conference proves how many expectations, ideas and goodwill there is within us. Still, we must be more effective in our search for the ways in which to promote the solutions on which we have worked here in particular countries, followed by the industry branches and finally in the workplace. Without convincing governments and employers, as well as employees, and without guaranteeing their understanding, our plans of seeing decent work that leads to enrichment of the workers rather than to the impoverishment will not become reality. That is the key task of the International Labour Organization in the context of the current condition in the labour market and the preservation of the social justice, as the Director General called upon in his opening speech. Thank you very much for your attention.
Je vous remercie, monsieur. J'invite monsieur le ministre Morouli à prendre place au podium pour prendre la parole. Je vous remercie.